The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. I felt very called to this episode topic. I don't even know how to describe. Sometimes I'll just have such a feeling or such an inkling like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about this in my podcast. Like, I'll just feel very like overwhelmed about a certain topic. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm sure you can tell by the title that it's going to be something along the lines of, I haven't like totally ironed out the name of this episode, the title, but it's going to be about gratitude and feeling guilty for it at times, celebrating wins, something along those lines. I should warn you, I was going to say this is late night version. I guess it's not that late. It's like 9, but I have my little glass of wine, if you could hear that, next to me. So let's see if I like go off the rails here. No, I'm sober, but I just have a little glass of wine. And I'm honestly triggered because, do any of you guys remember over, oh my gosh, was it this past summer? No, the one before that. No, I think it was this past summer. Oh gosh, I don't even know. No, it must have been the one before that. Anyway, who cares? I was going to record a podcast with my mom. She had never been on. I was so excited. I was visiting home in Albany, New York, and we were all set up, finally sitting down to record. We both had two big glasses of red wine sitting next to us. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And as I'm literally like plugging in my mic, I knocked over my red wine all over my computer, toast completely. It was so bad. And I had to buy a new one the next morning and we had to record the next day. So I am a little bit triggered that I have red wine sitting next to my computer. I'm honestly going to like move it farther away because I'm like afraid right now. Also, the more I drink this wine, the less I trust myself. Okay, hopefully I'm not like slipping over my words. I'm like, the less I trust myself. No, we'll be good. It'll be great. Okay, here we go. So, you guys know I always do a little chit-chat in the beginning since, yeah, that's my favorite part. And, like, what's up in my life since we last chatted, since we left off. Oh my gosh, I'm realizing I didn't even put in my notes. This episode's already going off the rails. I didn't even put in, like, so let's just do it right now. What I'm happy about, happy quote, idea, something like that. So what I'm happy about this week is, it's in my notes later on, but I'm about to say that I am home in Allentown this week with Max, which is so exciting because he has not been here for more than 24 hours at a time since maybe October or November. I'm not kidding you guys. Like, I think I said, oh my gosh, why am I having deja vu? Oh, it's because I said it on the podcast I recorded earlier, not for my podcast, so we'll talk about that. That's, I'm like, why am I having deja vu? Yeah, basically, I might have said it in my blog too, but basically, I was saying to Max yesterday when we were cooking dinner, I was like, this is so freaky to me right now, like, I feel like this is my apartment and you are visiting, and we are like long distance or something. Yeah, I'm just so not used to him being here. It's typically just me and Brody, but that's what I'm happy about. This week, since it's all-star break, Max gets to be here for like 5 days, and yeah, we're just gonna hang out. Honestly, a lot of his teammates are traveling, but we're just gonna be here, especially because he's probably just so excited. I mean, I know he's so excited to just, like, this feels like our home. Like, he in his mind he's home and can finally do laundry and eat home-cooked food since he's been living in a hotel for months. So he has to eat out every meal and can't really do laundry. Yeah, that whole thing. So that's what I'm happy about this week. I challenge you guys to think about what you're happy about this week. I love doing that little check-in whenever I record for my podcast because it's just really fun to make myself think of like, okay, what am I most happy about this week? Something like that. And this isn't really a quote because I like to do a little quote, idea, something like that, share with you guys. I guess the idea, like the sort of overall theme of this podcast, like I said, is going to be about gratitude. And so it's really just the idea of living a life with gratitude is the way to go. And to me, the only way to go, the only way I live my life, because any other way just seems sad to me. And I just have always been someone that, I mean, you guys know, I'm oddly optimistic and positive, and I've just always pushed myself to see the silver linings and things and push myself to feel gratitude in like every moment and season of life. So that's our happy little idea for this episode. Okay, since the last episode though, I literally, whenever I record you guys, I look back in my calendar and I'm like, hey, what did I physically do every day? Like, what did we miss that we could talk about? So I thought it could be funny to relate with you guys if you have ever had an odd experience at a workout class in person. I believe I spoke about my vlog, but in case you didn't see that vlog, of course, whenever I start recording, my freaking phone is like buzzing. Can it not right now? I used to actually put my phone on airplane mode when I would record for my podcast. And then of course, one day Lucy like really needed me. Did I ever talk about this? And her car broke down and my phone was on airplane mode and I will never forgive myself. Like I felt so awful. Anyway, yes, what I was trying to say. Hot yoga. If you saw my vlog about it, basically I've been wanting to try a hot yoga place here in Pennsylvania since I've lived here for a year and a half and had never tried hot yoga here, but it's something that I love like back home in Albany. So I finally tried this place and I don't know if the studio is not my jam. I honestly think it was just the instructor was really not my cup of tea, which is fine because it was clear like other people in the class were enjoying that vibe and so that's great for them. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just like more open and honest, I feel, on the podcast. Long story short, like I won't bore you in case, especially if you already heard on my vlog, but I was just looking for like a nice, relaxing, hot yoga flow, vinyasa, meditative situation. And this was like boot camp. Like I think maybe what really was the most off-putting was the instructor. His mic was obviously up like way too loud. Like it was so loud that I just felt like I was being yelled at the whole time. It literally felt like boot camp. And I was like, yeah, I was looking for like a nice, like quiet music, like stretchy moment. So yeah, maybe I just need to try a new instructor or just a new studio. I don't know. Anyway, that happened. I was extremely sore because I had not gone in so long. So that's something that happened in the past 2 weeks. Also, what just happened is I said Max is visiting. Oh my gosh, I literally say visiting our apartment. That's so sad because technically I guess he lives here kind of. Like all his stuff is here. But like honestly, we are basically long distance at this point. I know it's only like an hour, hour and a half. But Brody and I visit like once in a while and we just see each other a lot less because he's not like coming home to our home every night. Okay, sorry, I just had a minor freak out that I wasn't recording the audio through my mic and that it was going through my computer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not going to be as good as like my mic at all. But I double checked and I believe it's coming through my mic. So we're good. Anyway, what was I saying? how Max like basically doesn't live here. Anyway, so it's very nice that Brody and I got to visit him for a week. That's like the longest we've visited. And I think the longest I could possibly go living in a freaking hotel. I just am like, oh, I need home cooked food. I need to stop eating out. I need some space. And yeah, obviously I just like feel bad having Brody like crammed in a little hotel room. Don't worry. I bring him to the park a bunch and like walk him extra. But yeah, it was actually very nice though to visit Max for a week. We ate out a lot. Like I mean every meal because there's no kitchen or anything. And I almost like burnt down our hotel room trying to make oatmeal packet in the microwave. So that was like, yeah, basically it was oatmeal in our room, a little chip or snack, granola bar, or we had to go out. So we ate out a lot, but I was like, Gretchen, stop complaining about this and feel grateful because you get to like try all these fun new restaurants and stuff. And then when I'm here and like cooking, I'll be complaining that I'm not eating it. You know what I mean? It's like the grass is always greener. So I need to just take the positives, be grateful, right? Like I'm trying to say this whole episode, that it was actually really great that we had to eat out so much. So many yummy Italian places in Voorhees, New Jersey, which is where I think I've explained before, but we have time on this episode. So Max plays for the Philadelphia Flyers. They play in Philly, but he stays in Voorhees, New Jersey, because that is where their practice rink is that they practice at every day. So most of the players actually live in New Jersey since they live closest to where they're going to be most days. And then only their games are in Philly. So yeah, that's why we were in New Jersey. And I was saying a lot of yummy Italian places in Voorhees and Haddonfield. And then we went into the city for dinner like once or twice. So, double knot, you guys. Holy moly. If you live in Philly, if you're visiting Philly, go to double knot. Like, so many friends of ours recommended it so much and had the best experiences. So, we finally went. This is in Philly. Oh my gosh, is it like Rittenhouse Square? I don't know. Somewhere around there, like downtown Philly. And it was so delicious, like one of our new faves. It's like small plates. We got like 10 different things and you just like share everything. And it was so good. We got a bottle of wine. We've been so into the red wine. I have my red wine next to me, like I know I told you. Sorry, we need a little sip. Yeah, Max has been so into it. So I feel like we've been doing a lot of the red wine, which has been fun. Go to Double Knot. Delish, like all the yummiest little things. I'm also thinking about it because I just posted a vlog, like a week in my life from being there, and oh, I was looking at like the tuna tartare, the sushi rolls, like all the yummy little things we got. Delish. I hung out with my girlfriends a lot, which was so fun. It literally felt like being in a dorm. I think I was saying on my vlog too, since a lot of his teammates were in the same hotel, literally on the same floor. I'm like, we were basically all in a dorm. I'm like burning down the hotel room with my microwave oatmeal. We're like working out together, going on double dates. Like it was so much fun. So yeah, I really did enjoy that, and like I'm gonna miss it here, being around the girls so much and like going on double dates, things like that. We like would go to Pliables, we'd go to workouts, like Orange Theory, do stuff in the hotel gym, whatever. And so it's just like I'm such an extrovert and I love having people around, so that was so fun. Oh, and I wrote down three other restaurants we went to that are some of our faves now, I think. So in Haddonfield, Tre Familia and Verona, so yummy. Both Italian places, so good. You gotta go if you find yourself in Haddonfield. And this was definitely the most recommended by you guys when I said, like, restaurants near Voorhees, help. Like, I've never been here the first time I went. And it's called La Scala, something like that. La Scala Fire, I believe is what it's called. There's a couple locations, like in Philly. I think the one we went to was, it starts with an M. I can't even think of the name. Anyway, just like around Philly, outside of Philly, New Jersey, blah, blah, blah. La Scala Fire, so good. And if you go get the ricotta board, it's like, oh, I want to eat it right now. In the vlog I posted, it's literally in the thumbnail. It's like a mason jar kind of thing, layers of ricotta and honey with like, kind of like salty, crispy pita that's like warm, like heated. Oh, and you dip it in the ricotta. I've never had anything like that. So freaking good. You gotta go. Anyway, that's enough about that. It's a little recap of New Jersey. Snowed a bunch. Played in the snow with Brody. Oh, Brody got to go on a play date with Drake, another golden retriever. If you guys have seen Drake's TikTok, I've gotten literally hundreds of DMs from you guys like sending me Drake's TikToks being like, have Brody and Drake met yet? Because it's Ivan Provorov, he's on the Flyers, his golden retriever, and he's like famous on TikTok. And yeah, so it was really cute when they had a little play day and they had so much fun together. They literally ran around for like 3 hours, as can be seen in my Week in My Life vlog. They got so money. But yeah, I was getting DMs from you guys being like, oh my gosh, celebrity meetup, like they just had so much fun together. So yeah, those are all the things. Went to a lot of hockey games. It was my girlfriend's, her boyfriend's NHL debut, so that was so exciting. Yeah, it was just like a whole week. And now I'm back in Allentown, like I said, with a glass of wine. Here we are. Today, okay, so this is what I wanted to say too. I was saying how I had deja vu because I recorded a podcast earlier with Devin, who is the host of the Breaking the Ice podcast. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I feel like it's very niche and specific, so maybe most of you have not, but it's really for kind of like the hockey community, especially like women in the hockey community, I feel like, for all like the wives, girlfriends, fiancés, everything like that. I feel like it just is really nice to feel like you are not alone in the hectic mayhem that the hockey world can bring to you and your family when you have like children and stuff like that. A lot of people end up playing overseas, and yeah, it can just be like really crazy, obviously, dating someone, being married to someone in the hockey community. Lots of uncertainty. You can get traded, you can get picked off waivers, you can get like all the time. There's all the things. You guys know, I'm sure, if you've followed me for a while, life can just be very uncertain. You can be alone a lot, like I am with Max right now. So anyway, it's just really nice to like listen to that podcast for me, just to hear about these girls' stories and journeys, and feel less alone. So I don't know if it relates to you guys as much, but you might just be interested in listening. So you should definitely check out her podcast. And we actually recorded for her podcast today. Did I even say that? So my episode with her is going to come live. Am I okay? Is this the wine speaking? Is going to be live soon. Will come out soon. So that will be exciting. I'm sure a lot of it you guys have heard already or known. I was sort of explaining to her like how I met Max, his hockey situation, my podcast, my YouTube, my Instagram, things like that. So I'm sure a lot of it you guys know, but that was so lovely chatting with her. And yeah, honestly, that podcast just gives me the best vibes. It's very close to my heart ever since I listened to my dear friend Tara. She has an episode on there, and she talks about her fertility journey and how crazy that was for her. So especially if any of you are dealing with anything like that, I could not recommend that episode enough. So it's Breaking the Ice podcast, and now it's like a couple episodes back with Tara O'Reilly, my girlfriend, and she's such a sweetheart. So yeah, especially if you or on your own fertility journey or struggling with infertility, definitely recommend. I wanted to talk about it on my story, but I didn't know if she would want me like sharing. I don't know. But on here, I knew I could tell you guys. And yeah. So anyway, go check out Breaking the Ice podcast, especially when my episode comes out. So, oh wait, last thing. Okay, before we get into it, you guys. Oh my goodness. Max and I brought Brody to the PPL Center here in Allentown where the Lehigh Valley Phantoms play. Basically brought him to his first ever ice skating rink ever today. And I am like thinking about my Instagram that I posted. You guys were freaking out at my stories on the Instagram post. I was like, okay, clearly everyone's losing their mind, like being like, this is the cutest thing ever. I'm crying, you know? So I was like, okay, this needs to be permanent on my feed. And so I made a little in-feed post with like all these videos of him sliding around. He just had a freaking blast. Oh, this is why I'm having deja vu, because I'm also like vlogging today. And I was saying how Maddie, who is Drake, the other Golden Retriever's mom, am I making any sense? Yeah, Drake, who Brody had a play date with, she was telling me how Drake loves going on the ice. She literally has to like take him off the ice after like 2 hours of playing. Like he would stay out there all day, which was so shocking to me because I'm like, Brody is such a scaredy cat. Like I could so see him not even wanting to go on the ice or being really timid or like scared and kind of like skittish or freak out, you know? And he loved it, you guys. He was having so much fun running around. I honestly, like sometimes he'd slide around and slip or fall or something like that, but I couldn't believe how well he could run around and like stay upright without slipping. Maybe his paw pads or claws or something could like give him some traction. I don't know. And he was kind of sliding around, running around while Max was skating around with him. And I just like had my Ugg boots on, and honestly, I should have gotten some skates, but no, because I would have been like clutching on the sides the whole time. It was just better that I had shoes on. And it wasn't as slippery as I thought, by the way, being out there with shoes. Like I felt like I could walk around and run around like fine. And it was so much fun, you guys. Brody was literally living his best life. He was having a freaking blast. If you didn't already see on my Instagram, you better go look right now. Look at the photos, look at the videos, because they are going to bring you a lot of joy. Like, I got so many comments and DMs being like, this absolutely made my day. So I just love that I was able to do that for you guys, because it made my day and was a blast and a half. And now I want to bring him there like every day. Actually, the girls that run the Phantoms Instagram came down and were like, oh my gosh, we saw him from our office. And they posted a reel on the Phantoms Instagram, and the caption was, it's the song that's like, ice, ice, baby. But the caption was, ice, ice, Brody. And yeah, I like have the biggest smile on my face. That was really the highlight of my day, aside from recording with you guys, by the way. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about MeUndies. Let's be real, relationships are not perfect. That's why MeUndies is celebrating our perfectly perfect matches with their new Valentine's Day collection. I personally always wear thongs, so I never have to worry about underwear lines. So I wear their thongs, and specifically my favorite pairs are their feel-free thongs. I also got Max a matching pair, but boxer briefs, of course. Gifting underwear for Valentine's Day, I feel like it's so fun, and especially gifting matching underwear for you and your significant other. Express your one-of-a-kind relationship when you match your bottom half to your better half in fun limited edition prints. If you're single, mingle in matching pairs with your friends or fam. You can even get dog hoodies or buddy bands to match your four-legged BFF. Be sure to check out all of MeUndies' super cute and super soft undies, socks, bralettes, loungewear, and more, available in sizes extra small to 4XL. And MeUndies has a great offer for you guys. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order of matching pairs for Valentine's Day. And as a first-time purchaser, you can also get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. To get 20% off matching pairs, 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/HH. That's MeUndies.com/HH. And now let's get back into the episode. Okay, let's get freaking into it. This might be like a little bit of a shorter episode. I always feel like I have to like warn you, but I'm feeling like I'm going to be quite concise, and I want to be, because I don't want to like confuse you. I just want to like get my point across, okay? So I had this thought the other night on the way home, actually, from Double Knot, which I know I was telling you about Double Knot. And like I was saying in the beginning, I was explaining to Devin for her podcast, she was saying like, how do you know what to talk about? Do you have guests a lot, whatever? And I'm like, I have guests sometimes, but I will just feel so like drawn to a topic or so called to talk about something. And I don't even know how to explain it. It reminds me, honestly, in college, I remember I had this one day in class and I felt like so overwhelmed. It'll just hit me sometimes where I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about my lightweight rowing journey. If you guys know all about that. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked here. But I just remember sitting in like my psychology class and I could not pay attention to what was going on. I just was, my brain was running like 100 miles an hour. And I'm like, I need to talk about this. Like, I need to help girls out there that are going through like similar struggles with like body image, things like that. And I'm like, I just like need to share my story. Like, I need to help others. And I was just like thinking about it so much. And that kind of reminds me of this moment that I had the other night on the way home from Double Knot. So I notice that I always get in my feels when I notice and I can like be aware that I'm genuinely very happy. I don't know if you guys like feel the same way, if that happens to you, but I will just like, I'm also a very emotional person, I'm sure you guys know, but basically we're like in the car driving home from Double Knot. I had the best dinner ever. We're like, we love this place. And I was driving because Max drank like the whole bottle of wine, but he was just like singing and dancing and so happy, and it was making me so happy. And I was just sitting there like tears in my eyes, just thinking like, damn, I am so lucky. Like, it's almost moments in my life where it feels like a movie, right? Like, it feels too good to be true. Like, everything's going right. That'll just be so emotional. I wrote my notes that I want you to hear that again, that like, when is the last time you thought or said everything's going right? I was thinking about this when I was planning this podcast, because the answer is probably never, right? Like, we typically only think about what's going wrong in our life almost, and like what we want to fix and what we want to change and what we want to work towards. Like, I almost think that's in our human nature to not get complacent or always want to be like moving forward and changing and growing and like working on the next thing. So like right now, I'm sure all of us so easily could rattle off like 5 things we want to change about our life, 10 things, 20 things, I don't know. If only I got the promotion, if only I lost this amount of weight, if only I got this much more sleep, if I had XYZ, blah, 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 the list goes on and on. However, gratitude, remember we're talking about gratitude. I challenge you to think of what you're grateful for, things you love about your life, things you love about yourself. Okay, this is reminding me, I just have to put in here quick. Especially if you struggle with this, the 5-minute journal, you guys, is a great tool for making your brain think of things that you're grateful for. And I think it can really help shift your mindset to one of gratitude if that's something you struggle with. I think I lost my 5-minute journal. I don't even know where it is. Is it in this desk drawer right here? It's around here somewhere. And so I'm terrible that I'm like, get this journal. I don't even know where mine is. No, but I used it for a while. And I think that I just have this gratitude thing down pat. You know what? No, sometimes I do have to work towards it if I'm in like a rut or a sad place, which isn't too often. But I feel like gratitude comes very natural to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
However, if it doesn't for you and you find yourself like resentful or sad or down a lot or living in comparison, I don't know, this journal will make you feel better. Like whenever I did use it, I would feel better because you wake up and you write things you're grateful for. You go to bed, you write down things you're grateful for, like what you're excited about, something you want to have, like stuff like that. And so I just thought I should mention that right there because it forces you to think about things that you love about yourself and your life, like I was saying. I also mentioned earlier how, to me, a mindset and lifestyle of gratitude really is the only way to live, because I think about how absolutely awful I feel, and I know you do too if you think deeply about this. If I am ever living in comparison, living in envy, living in resentment, like I know those are normal things to feel at times, but if you are feeling like you overwhelmingly are feeling like you're comparing yourself to others, you're envious of others, of what they look like, what they own, how their life is. If you're resentful, etc., to me, that's the opposite of having gratitude. And whenever I'm feeling that way, I'm feeling bad and not good about anything going on. Like, I'm just feeling down. It feels heavy to live that way. I know it's naive to sit here and be like, don't live in comparison and envy and resentment, blah, 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 especially if being positive and grateful and optimistic, like, doesn't come naturally to you. I think of friends I have that they will feel pessimistic a lot and down, and they don't want to be, but sometimes that's just, like, how it is, and so you have to work extra hard to push yourself to feel grateful, and it's almost like little things, everyday things, like the 5-minute journal, like I'm saying, help so much in those situations, or if you're feeling that way, because I feel like it forces your brain to like switch the filter in which you're looking at life. I swear it's called your reticular activating system. You guys know what I'm talking about. I feel like people talk about it a lot, like your RAS, and basically it's like the filter at which you look at every day. And it's so fascinating because like you and I could live the exact same day and we could like take away completely different like lessons learned or experiences from that. Isn't that fascinating? Like I will always find the silver lining and see the glass half full, whereas you might not. And I think it's because I've forced the filter at which I look at life to be so positive and grateful, which maybe that's naive at times, but to me that's just how I like to live life, and it makes it a lot more enjoyable and less stressful. So who is with me on being just grateful and trying your best to be happy over here? Anyway, here's another layer. Okay, so Gretchen, I need to live with gratitude, got it, but what if I do and I feel guilty of it? Do I sound crazy? Like, am I the only one that feels that way at times? I'm sure deep down, I know some of you relate to this, which is why I wanted to make this an episode and talk about this, because I started to cry in the car driving home from Double Knot because I was feeling so overwhelmed with gratitude, but also because I felt guilty in a strange way. Like, I started to feel the weirdest feeling of feeling guilty, and I just was thinking of, maybe this is just me overthinking, like, am I crazy? But I just was thinking of people less fortunate than me, people that live without gratitude, and people, I guess, just with less to be grateful for, which is all objective, right? But I felt guilty, and I still do, that not everyone is as blessed as me, and I hope you all can tell that I understand 100%. I know I'm privileged. A lot of us have lots of privilege in many different ways, and that's why I try and help others as much as I can. I'm not saying that in like a I need a pat on the back type of way. I'm more so saying this. So if you feel guilty at times of blessings in your life, you too can donate your time, money, other resources, etc. By the way, I'm like going down the rabbit hole here, but I barely ever post on my Instagram story, like literally never, that I'm giving money to charity, others, etc., my time, resources. It feels off to me. It feels like, look at me, look at, like, I'm great and a good person and doing good. So I guess just for example, one small example of something I feel like Max and I have started to do more in the past year is tipping more than 20%, which I feel like is just normal and like customary. It's something that's so small, right, that I feel like can mean so much. And I think I really got the idea of this when it must have been in 2020. And I believe on my story, I must have been talking about paying it forward, something along those lines. And I'll never forget, I got this DM from a girl. And she was saying that she worked at Starbucks and how paying it forward is great and all. But she was like, in reality, honestly, it can be like quite confusing for baristas. And especially like during the pandemic when people, I mean, still people are very like understaffed. Businesses are understaffed, short staffed. And she was like, it can just make it really confusing and difficult to give the right order to the right person. Like, you paid for their order, but they're in this car. You know, she was just saying how it's confusing and difficult. And she was like, one thing that people should talk about more and should actually do is these understaffed, overworked workers should just be getting tipped more. And maybe you should, like, give them over 20% if they do such a good job, whatever. And that really stuck with me. And I'm like, that is so true. Like, so often, honestly, most of us would not notice a difference between two extra dollars of a tip or five extra dollars. I mean, maybe you do, but if you don't, even more so, especially, like, that's just something, again, that's so small that can mean so much. So I've really been trying to take note when someone in service is being, like, extra sweet to me or in any way, and I just try to show that I'm grateful in giving a big tip if that is an option. I feel like that's something that is a part of my ideal life. I'm being like philosophical here, but I'm thinking of a Skinny Confidential episode I listened to, and the guest was talking about, I think he has a book. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna butcher this. I don't even know his name. I don't even know the book. But basically, the whole time he's talking about this idea of your rich life and how every person's rich life is unique to them and different. So maybe your rich life is like you need to have a boat. I don't care about that. That's not like a part of my rich life. Am I making sense? I guess your rich life is like your ideal life. If like money is no object, what are you doing? What do you have? What kind of person are you like showing up as? That's at least what I took from it. So in my mind, I've just started to think more that what's a part of my rich life, and I know Max's rich life, is being so helpful and giving back. And again, I feel like I don't really share that much because that just seems off, but I'm sure you guys know me and my character and like why that's something that would be important to me. And so, yeah, I just feel like we've been finding so much joy in like purpose, and I don't even know the word, in like tipping more. This even feels weird talking about my podcast, but it feels the most normal here because it's just like a conversation rather than like YouTube or Instagram that seems just like performative, you know, when people are like, oh gosh, don't talk about all the good you're doing. Like, it's just like you want to look good. But that's not my point here. My point is to basically tell you if you feel guilty of success or gratitude or things like that, that what helps me is by helping and sharing and things like that. So yeah, literally the other night, it was actually at La Escala Fire, I was talking about, Max probably gave our waiter, he was really nice, like 30, 40, 50% tip. I don't even know. He gave him like such a nice tip. And we were like, wow, we love doing that. And Max was like, why not just round up, you know? I'm like, yeah, he was great. And we were walking out in the parking lot to our car, and he like ran out of the door and was just like, oh my gosh, thanks, man. Like, thank you so much. Like, that means the world. You know what I mean? It's like, and that just like made my night. And I just think about other times. It's just like very special, especially if someone like a waiter or waitress goes above and beyond. Like, that could just make their whole night, you know? I don't know. Anyway. Aside from that, moving on, I talked about that a bunch. I legit just wanted to ask you guys in a conversational way, like, is this normal? I guess the feeling is similar to me as feeling empathy. Like, I've just always felt so deeply for others and, like, I want to help. Like, my goal, for example, especially for my friends and family, like, loved ones, like, the thing I always think about and want is I just want everyone to be okay and great and good and, more than that, happy and healthy and fulfilled, etc. Like, does anyone else feel? I'm sure everyone feels that way about their friends and family. Like, you just want everyone to be good. But I, like, so deeply want that, where I always just want to help in any way I can because I just want everyone around me to, like, be good. I don't know if this is, like, abnormal. Maybe this is, like, me being my own therapist and, like, analyzing my thoughts and actions. Maybe this comes from losing my dad at a young age, and I just want everyone around me so badly to be good so that they don't feel hurt or pain maybe that I've felt. I don't know. Sorry, this is getting deep. Now I'm just thinking of so many of you guys, too, that honestly have confided in me in losing a parent, and it makes my heart sink every time that any of you have to feel that hurt too, because it's like, I don't want anyone to have to feel that ever. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Manscaped. Valentine's Day is coming, and we know just the gift to give that special someone in your life. This Valentine's Day, it's time to give him a gift that 4 million men worldwide trust from Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Use my exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use code HAPPYHOUR20 for 20% off and free shipping. Max loves Manscaped. I'm sure your guy will too, especially since the holidays went by so quick. If you didn't give him the gift he really wanted, make sure you get it right this time with a performance package 4.0 from Manscaped. It's a gift every guy needs in their life. The product he's absolutely going to love in this package is a lawnmower 4.0. Their electric trimmer is designed with advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts and nicks. It even has an LED spotlight so he can see what he's shaving. Did I mention that it's waterproof too? Now he can shave in the shower, and you can say goodbye to any left-behind hair in the sink. I literally hate when that happens, you guys. That's like my pet peeve. This package also includes the weed whacker, nose and ear hair trimmer, and Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, their shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxer briefs that are built for comfort. Package also includes a deodorant and toner that are cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and vegan. Treat him and yourself to the formulations that will have him smelling amazing. They also have Manscaped refined cologne that smells so good to complement his collection. Manscaped is such a good gift since their products he's actually going to use after Valentine's Day as well. I find the best gift nowadays, honestly, as adults, are practical ones that you use on a day-to-day basis anyway. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer of 20% off and free shipping with the code HAPPYHOUR20. He will thank you. Trust me. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HAPPYHOUR20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code HAPPYHOUR20. Now let's get back into the episode. Sorry, I'm just thinking through my thoughts here and literally analyzing why it is that I feel guilty of things that I feel grateful for, or when I feel very blessed. It's almost like that if I'm like, everything's going right now, it's like almost like, oh, well, that can't seem right, or like it's like too good to be true. Like, you're always looking for like the negative. I feel like I also heard that in Skinny Confidential recently, how it's like human nature to wake up and find what's wrong and see things to fix. Like, it's like evolution in a way to stay alive and survive and all those things. But it's like, can we just sit back for a moment and think of everything that had to go right today? I love really thinking about that too, if I'm ever feeling down. It's like, think of everything that had to go right for you to be listening to this podcast right now on your little walk, on your run, on your drive. Like, your car's running smoothly, your legs are doing great on your run, on your walk. If you're comfy on your couch right now, like, think of everything that had to go right. Your blanket's cozy, your electricity's working, your heat's on, you have your coffee next to you. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we think of everything that goes wrong, but not of all the things that actually do go right. You just, like, almost don't even notice them. And I also think, is it odd to feel guilty of, I guess, success too, which is reminding me, you guys need to go listen to if you haven't. This is similar to a conversation I had with Soph Mosca, who's on my podcast a couple episodes back. If you scroll back, you'll find it. And I think literally in the title, it's like feeling guilty of success. And we talk about how I think that's normal, especially in women. Like, we'll feel guilty of our successes, or like we have to downplay them. Maybe because in my mind, we're more self-aware. Maybe that's like overgeneralizing, but I think we'll be like maybe sometimes more self-aware than men, or just overthinking. Maybe that's what it actually is. And it's like we downplay our successes, or we feel bad, or we never want to make anyone else feel less or feel bad about it. But any of your friends or people in like a good headspace will just be excited for you and not comparing themselves to you and like rooting against you or feeling upset that you're doing well. So it's like, why do we feel guilty of our successes? Or I'll just feel like, I really was just feeling, I think the word is guilty, feeling like, oh, my heart hurts that I feel so happy and good, and it makes me sad that other people aren't this happy or grateful as much as I am, or like for all the things in my life that I'm feeling grateful for. And then I'm like, am I okay? Like, I literally lost my dad. Like, a lot of other people have their dad, so why am I feeling bad for other people? But do you know what I mean? Like, is this normal? Do any of you feel this way? And when I was telling Max that, I'm like, I'm crying because I'm happy, but I also feel bad that not everyone else can feel this happy and grateful. And like, I'm just kept saying, like, we're so lucky, we're literally so lucky. And I was thinking about how when I was younger, how so many things I could have like written down and said, like, I want to have a fluffy golden retriever that's my best friend. I want to have a boyfriend that loves me. I want to be independent. I want to work for myself. Like, literally saying all this out loud, like, kind of gives me chills, because if I wrote all this down when I was 12 years old about what my dream life would look like at 24 right now, 12 years later, like, most of it has come true. And maybe that's just me manifesting it, but that's just why I was sharing with Max and like him too, playing in the NHL. Like, I feel like we both are just living our dream lives, and so it makes me feel guilty because I'm like, I want everyone to live their dream life. Like, we're able to, like, I just feel so lucky. But he is like, no, we're not lucky, we've worked really hard to get to where we are. Like, we've worked our butts off the past 12 years since I was thinking of these things that I wanted to grow into and manifest, you know. So I don't know. It's a weird conundrum in my head, because I'm like, I have worked hard, but it's almost like you don't really think that way or appreciate it. Like, it's like you're never as proud as yourself of yourself, or take the moment to be proud of yourself like you think you will when you have a goal that you're working towards, and then you accomplish it and you're just on to the next thing. So I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. I feel like that's normal as well. I guess I'm saying all of this. My brain is like going crazy right now. I'm just saying all of this to remember to celebrate your wins, especially when they are goals you've accomplished that you've worked towards for so long. This is all like a reminder to myself, because we never take that pause to look back and be like, I did it. This is making me think of another recent video I posted with Max. It's our, what we've deemed, a once-a-year Q&A with him, where we get to catch up with him, check in, see how it's going. And I remember that I thought it was really cute, a question I got. I did it as, like, the last one in the video. And it was something like, Max, are you proud of yourself? Like, we all are, but what about you? Like, have you realized that you've, like, accomplished your dreams and, like, reached this level and stuff? And he was like, yeah, I mean, I am. Like, it's so weird for someone to ask you, like, are you proud of yourself? Like, it's almost emotional to think that. But it's like, I want you all to think of how far you've come And a lot of us are on journeys of improvement in whatever area of life. If you want to be healthier or stronger or more financially stable or more independent, whatever it is. But it's like, I also want you to find peace in the right now, in the moment, and think of how far you've come. This is reminding me when I would talk about body image and everything like that. It's like we all can be on our journeys, especially if you're like, I'm doing this for the most pure intentions and reasons. I want to be healthier. I want to live a long, happy life that I can, you know, be active with my children, whatever. For whatever health reasons, if you're like on this health journey, that's amazing. But I also want you to be able to find peace in right now and you like on this journey and working towards something and recognizing how far you've come. And especially if you're a girl, not feeling guilty of your success. I swear that's more a thing in women and females than males. I don't know why that is. Maybe that's just like society telling us to just be like humble and be like, oh yeah, like no biggie. But like it is a biggie sometimes when you get your promotion or you like land your dream job or graduate from college or high school or whatever it is. And it's like, why do we feel guilty for our successes? Like I said, again, go listen to that episode of Sof Mosca because we talk about that a lot. Yeah, I guess I don't want to talk in circles here, so I guess I should wrap this up since I said, I guess, most of what I want to say. Just bottom line, I want you to say literally out loud, say it out loud, especially if you're like on a run outside on a walk by yourself, even more reason. Maybe if you're like in a crowded coffee shop. Actually, no, then probably no one will even hear you. You can whisper it to yourself right now. Literally say out loud that you're proud of yourself. Like you've come so far, girl, and we're all doing the best we can. And don't feel too guilty of your successes. Like, feel proud of yourself. And I guess it's okay to feel empathy or like sad for others if you are where you want to be. Like, that sounds so dumb explaining it out loud, saying out loud. Like, why is it that we feel that way at times? But just know that it's normal. And I guess if you really are like feeling, I've always heard too, if you're ever feeling a certain way, like if you're feeling bad or down or guilty, it's like you know you are capable of more. I would say that to my twin sister too. I'm like, if you are doing the best you can, then you have to feel confident in that. If you're ever feeling like unsure, it's because you know deep down you're capable of more. I love whenever I heard something along those lines. Like, it really changed the way I thought about things. And so whenever I'm feeling like sad about goals I've accomplished, like being financially stable, like being independent, like I just want to like go hug my younger self and be like, you'll get there one day. Just like keep trying, keep working hard. I guess I just want to say, like, when I'm feeling that way, and if you feel that way, maybe push yourself to think like, how could I feel better or feel like I'm sharing? Like, for me, it was all those little things. Like I said, to recap, if you're like, I want to tip more, I want to donate more of my time, of my resources, of my money, of whatever it is, and help others maybe that are less fortunate than you, others that you think have less to be grateful for. But again, like I was saying, that's all a mindset, right? Because someone that has a lot less than you, maybe like things wise or family members, whatever it is, could be living a life full of gratitude and joy. So it really is like such a mindset thing. I hope this episode helped you guys. I hope I made any sense whatsoever. But I'm telling you, when I had that car ride home the other night, I just felt so called to talk about this. Like, I felt so passionate about it. And maybe I hope in some ways it inspired you to feel grateful, push yourself to feel grateful, or at the very least recognize how far you've come and realize maybe things that you have to be grateful for. If you're ever feeling really down, I literally will make myself write down like 20 things I'm grateful for right in this moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, literally right now, I'm like, my slippers are so fuzzy and warm. Like, I'm so grateful. I love my red wine next to me. Like, love that. I love my little lamp in here. It's like the cutest little ambiance. I just push myself to literally be grateful for everything. And I promise you're going to feel better and you're going to be in a better mood. But again, I'm rambling. I'm like, we're going to close this up and then I talk for 10 more minutes. But I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I love our, when we get to chit chat, when it's our time, I was about to say our time of the month. That's coming out wrong. Well, I guess I post twice a month. So twice a month, I just love when we get to catch up, chit chat, and yeah, your guys' feedback to my podcast episodes literally makes my week and my whole life. Whenever I get DMs being like, I love this episode, I needed this, like, this spoke to my soul. I'm like, you guys are the freaking best. I love you. So thank you for listening so much, and I'll catch you in my next episode.